we found that these programs that have been established decades ago are not equipped to deal with the evolving security challenges and economic challenges that currently exist. We had found that 8 of these programs had been established during the Cold War era, and there has not been an overhaul of these particular programs since then. As you well know, the world changed significantly, and so what we are calling for is a reexamination of these programs to ensure that they can adequately meet the challenges that currently exist in our current environment.
Is one of the reasons for the fact that it's outdated is because so much information about technologies online and can be purloined by hackers without any export even happening?
Yes, certainly there are various threats that have evolved with advancements in technology, such as the one that you have mentioned. Also, there have been a number of changes that have occurred in the types of technologies that the DoD has acquired as well. And so it is important to keep current with what it is that we need to protect and how best to protect it.
And you also talk in your report about a backlog of licensing applications topping 10,000 cases. So what are the licensing applications and what impact do they have?
The U.S. government has a system by which companies can sell approved technologies and defense-related items to foreign entities. And as part of that, there is a complex U.S. export control system that exists, which would entail that the exporter would need to determine whether or not he needs to submit a license application for review and approval by the U.S. government before the actual sale takes place. The State Department and the Commerce Department each have a system by which they review and approve export licenses. The numbers that you are citing refer to the State Department's backlog, which topped 10,000 cases at the end of fiscal year 2006. The process itself was overwhelmed with license applications, and drastic measures had to be taken in order to reduce that backlog and then in order to deal with the license applications that were in the queue. We made a number of recommendations to improve the efficiency associated with the State Department licensing system, and we have been informed that the State Department is currently taking some actions to restructure its workforce as well as introduce standards to improve the efficiency by which it approves license applications.
And so the result of those backlogs is that defense contractors aren't able to sell their technologies. And is there also some feeling on your part, or did your investigation unveil, that there were some security risks involved in selling these technologies?
The review process is important to ensure that security considerations are taken into consideration. And so there can be particular conditions that are placed on the sale of the equipment that is leaving the country. And therefore, it is important for the State Department to take into consideration any security matters as they review the license application process, which indicates that there should be some deliberation that takes place. What we were concentrating on, though, is where there are delays due to inefficiencies in the process, and that led us to a number of recommendations to address those particular matters.
We're talking to Marie Lisowski. She's Director of Sourcing and Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office. And has the nature of those things that are prohibited from export changing? I mean, it used to be that a new Data General mini computer could not be exported because that could be used by the Chinese in some way, and I remember that in particular that case. But is it more strictly military-type items or super technology? What is it that's not exportable as much versus what it used to be?
The export-controlled items appear on two lists, either one that's controlled by the State Department, which would be the most sensitive of the items. Those referring to the defense weapons systems, as well as the related technologies to support those weapon systems. The Commerce Department controls items that are dual use that have military and civilian applications. Both of those lists are rather extensive, and they are periodically updated, but that process is very slow. And we have actually found where there have been problems because of unclear jurisdiction between the State Department list and the Commerce Control list, which has created, we think, weaknesses in terms of the export control system. Therefore, it is important to keep these lists current with the evolving technology and considering economic considerations as well as national security threats that may exist.
And Ms. Lisowski, what were your recommendations to pare down the backlog, or did you have some recommendations for inefficiencies that you describe in the report?
Yes, we did. We've made a number of recommendations to the relevant agencies, and in part it has been to establish procedures for improving the efficiency of their programs as well as establishing metrics so that they are able to assess how well they are doing and then measure against those particular metrics. But overall, while it is important for the individual agencies to improve in terms of their efficiency and effectiveness, we think that it is really important for the agencies to work collectively, and that is why we're calling for the U.S. government, including executive branch officials and legislative branch officials, to conduct a fundamental reexamination of the current programs and processes to ensure that they can meet the challenges of the 21st century.
It's a big challenge. And did they agree with your findings?
We have had mixed results in terms of the agencies agreeing with our findings and recommendations.
Very diplomatic of you, Ms. Lisowski.